Well, good morning, you guys. I am our Bible story this morning is about, and you may have heard these stories before, about the lost sheep and how the shepherd goes out and finds his sheep and brings him back. And sometimes people wonder, well, you know, how did that shepherd know what sheep was theirs, or how could they tell, you know, if a lost sheep was actually of their flock? And sometimes it's because the shepherd really knows their flock. But nowadays, it's not just a small herd, it's huge herds. And so they do this thing where they put a mark on their animals, and it's called branding. And so here's a picture of some guy. He's using paint to put a letter on the sheep, right before they shear him, so that when he's out in the fields, and if a couple of flocks get confused, they can quickly look out and see who belongs to who, right? So this is what it looks like. That's the thing that he's dipping in paint. So this one, if you look, what is it? What is that? It's a K. So that must be the name of the ranch or something, right? And this one, I can't quite tell. What is it? A three, or maybe a letter E, you know, like in handwriting. I don't know. But they do some kind of sign that they put on the animal so that they can tell who owns who, right? Who's in what flock. So, we are in Jesus's flock, right? So what do you think the sign would be if we were to take a pen and put a sign on ourselves that was to tell everybody we were Jesus's? What would it be? It could be a cross. What's another one? The fish. What else could it be? J for Jesus. Yep. G for God. T for Trinity. Could be anything, right? So, I have Sharpies. Does anyone want to have a little mark on their foot or their hand or their wrist? It's all optional. Don't worry, Becca.
I do.
So what would you like?
A heart.
A heart, because God is?
Love.
Love. So I don't have red. So do you want blue or black?
Blue.
Okay. Where do you want it?
On my hand.
Okay. So this is going to remind you this week that God is love, and you are God's, and God loves you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Oh, but if Reverend Annie does it, it's okay. No? No other takers? No fish? I could do it on the... You know, some people actually have a permanent tattoo on their wrist of the fish, or I have a friend who has a little cross right here. No? Nobody wants me to write, "I belong to Jesus" in really big letters? Aw. Thank you, Miranda, for being the bravest one up here today. Well, does it matter if you have a Sharpie mark on your hand or not? Where's the real mark that you know that God loves you? In
your heart.
In your heart, right. So deep inside of you, you know God loves you, whether or not you have a fish or a cross or a heart or anything on you, right?
Let's not forget being sealed in baptism.
Well, yes, baptism also seals you as Christ's own. Oh, good. So can I start using Sharpies on...
With parental...
When permission. I do the Brinks...
Better check with Jim.
I better check with Jim. When you and your siblings get baptized, it's just going to be oil and water.
And Sharpies.
And Sharpies. Thank you, Miranda. Oh, well, that's too bad. Let's get together and pray, because it doesn't matter where the mark is. It's on. We know it's on our hearts and on our souls. Okay, does anyone feel called to give our prayer this morning? Or are we all still a little asleep because it's an early? Oh, you're ready for it, Uza? Thank you. You're always good at prayers.
Dear God,
Yeah, it's an hour earlier than you're used to, so. Well, okay. So Uza has a good question. What do you think we should pray about based on what I talked about? We should pray in thanksgiving for God's love. We're going to pray in gratitude for God's love, right? How about that? I'll do it. So, dear God, we thank you for all the love we receive from you and all the people in our lives. Help us to remember that we are marked on the inside as yours forever, and help us to live into that love. What do we say at the end of our prayer?
Amen.
Thank you. All right, guys, we'll see you after Sunday school. I think Miss Donna's in the back waiting for you.